Bank of Cardiff. This is Tyler.
Hi, Tyler. This is Natalie calling from Christian Roofing.
Hey, Natalie. How's it going?
It's going all right. Okay, so I got a cold over the past. I was fighting it yesterday, and it sure enough came in last night. So
that's not how you want to go into the weekend.
Good. Yeah, exactly. But at least it's the weekend, and it's not going to be miserable the whole week, right?
That is very true. You got a couch you'll probably become best friends with.
Exactly. Okay, so you are calling regarding a working capital?
Yeah, so I had reached out last week. I think I had sent out an email to you. But yeah, you know, we had extended an offer to the business. That was about 3 weeks ago now. You know, you guys were pre-approved for some equipment and working capital. I know from what I was able to gather there on the call last week, it sounds like you guys were looking to possibly go back to a corporate structure there with the growth plans that you had. I just kind of wanted to touch base there to see what plans you guys may have there and how we might be able to help you out. You guys were pre-approved for right around $250K.
Do you know who you sent the email to?
The email I got was, I believe it was yours. It was natalie@christianroofing.com.
Okay. And let me see. Yeah, I don't have anything from you.
Interesting. It's spelled Natalie, correct?
Yes.
At christianroofing.com.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Let me just reshoot it to you real quick, and let's see if it pops up for you. Let's take 2 seconds
okay.
Here.
Do you know a Pete?
Pete?
Uh-huh.
At your company or at our company?
At your company. Bank of Cardiff, right?
Correct. Peter?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, well, he said Pete. Okay, yeah, he's been calling too, I guess.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We just switched servers here recently, so we've been having some miscommunications on the calls there. That's weird that you say that, though, because you're the second company now that him and I have called the same one, so I don't know why it's been doing that, but let me shoot this. You should be getting it.
Oh, goodness.
Sounds like you're getting better by the second.
Oh, yeah. I wish.
Okay.
At least I don't have that post-nasal drip sore throat anymore, like I did yesterday morning. That's worse.
Yeah, that is
coming.
No fun. Yeah. The worst is yet to come.
Yep.
Okay,
like, oh,
so
great.
It looks like I just sent it out, so you should be getting it.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, you guys were pre-approved for right around $250K. It was for equipment and capital. I know you guys were... There was mentioned some growth plans there. What was the plans there you guys had for the business going forward?
Going forward, we're actually looking to grow, and we definitely – he would be – okay, we don't want to waste your time, and that's
yeah.
The reason why we needed to find out what your terms are, because he tried to do this, I guess, earlier, and he kind of got really screwed on the terms, and he says that he's really not interested in doing any kind of working capital and if it has – like any like high interest, or he's looking for a working capital more like around 5% interest and more of like a line of credit per se. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Towards yeah.
Like if he needs to use it, he can use it. He's also looking like if it's not like that, and if it's like a $250K, you know, you just give out off the top, and then he was wondering what the payment terms would be, like if it would be like 1 year or 5 year payment
mm-hmm.
terms on that, or you know what? That's what basically he said. He's not looking to do. Basically, he would really be more interested in like a line of credit with
yeah.
a 5% interest rate or something like that.
Okay. Yeah. So I mean.
Because currently we really don't, I mean, the only time we would really probably need it would be to cover payroll, maybe, if checks are slow coming in, which most likely they are. You know, we're pretty good at collecting money here. We don't really have anything that's outstanding or past due.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
No, yeah, for payroll issues, is it because you guys get put on like a net 30 or net 60 on the payout structures for those contracts you get?
Yes, exactly. Like when we do a government contract, mm-hmm. that's when we are really kind of put into a bind. We had a couple of accounts that were out 60, 90 days. And
wow.
Unlike the usual ones that we usually get paid due upon receipt, right? We usually get the check like as the job's completed or that
uh-huh.
week of, you know.
Yeah.
So these were out 90 days, and so it really kind of, we're crunching.
Yeah, and then I'm assuming those are kind of bigger contracts too there for the business.
Yeah, exactly.
I see.
Yeah. They weren't really bigger contracts. They were just, you know, government and, you know, it wasn't like they were our big HOA projects or anything like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of weird. It was like they were just a normal average, kind of big job. I mean, our normal average jobs are about $15,000 to $20,000. So
okay.
It was just like a normal average job. But you know, that's the materials, that's labor, that's, you know, everything that's already
mm-hmm.
been paid out.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of hurts a little bit. It hurts the pocketbook.
Of course. For the growth plans there, did you guys have some, like, new contracts you had lined up, or were you about to enter some new markets? What was the plan there for the business?
So what we're planning, what we actually just started doing is we had Saley, she's reaching out. She's my office assistant in here, and she was reaching out to property management companies and seeing
mm-hmm.
if we could get in with them, or, you know, construction companies. And so, like, becoming new vendors for these people who might not be aware of Christian Roofing and what we offer. And so a couple of the vendors required these, you know, like, for example, ATI or ACI, ATI, you know, they're big companies, and they
mm-hmm.
do a lot of prevailing wage work and stuff.
I see.
So, yeah, but they're usually 60, 90, but we're trying to get into more of that because we want to get into more of commercial,
mm-hmm.
right? So
yeah.
We want to do more commercial. He wants to grow. Okay, so right now, you know, we've grown a little bit since I've been here, and he wants to grow, like, to be like a 10 mil a year at least, you know, company.
Wow. Yeah.
So we're in the growth process right now. We're looking around making 4 mil this year.
Okay. Is that what you guys did last year?
We're making a little more than we did last year. But the thing is like we're kind of right there on that verge. You know, it's like, yeah, the cusp, like right, you know, you got to make the jump, you know.
Yeah,
so.
I definitely get what you're saying. I'm just trying to figure out here, if you are trying to make that kind of jump, I'm just trying to figure out what a line of credit's going to do for you guys. I mean, is that really going to allow you guys to get to that next step? Because, I mean, once you utilize, so say even you get a $100,000 line of credit, if you utilize more than 50% of it, now you're starting to mess with your credit. And I'm not sure if is $50,000 really going to take you to that next level. I'm just trying to figure out, like, the game plan here, because
he's interested. I don't understand what you mean by $250,000 working capital. Okay, I don't know if that's a line of credit or if that's like what does that mean? Does that mean that you give him the $250,000 or
So how it works is on the working capital with a line of credit, it's based off of your credit, the majority of it. With working capital, it's based off your top line revenue. So you know, you guys probably do around 3 million last year or 3.5 million were your sales last year?
Exactly. Uh-huh.
Okay. So with that...
About that.
Okay. So you guys are sitting in right around where the pre-approval was. So we could probably free up anywhere in the 200 to 300 range there for you. And how it works is it's completely unsecured. So there's no collateral you put up. You're not having to put up your house or equipment. And you guys basically can use it for however you see fit for the business. The terms are going to range from anywhere from 3 to 36 months. First timers usually get in at around 6 to 24 months. And then about halfway through, however term you get approved for, we can look at refinancing options. I just think you guys are going to need capital to grow, and if you're looking to do this amount of growth in a short amount of period, the setup and the programs that we have here for you would probably fit your guys' structure a lot more than just a line of credit where you're going to have to pay it back immediately, you know, that right. month, and you're not going to have to mess with your credit as well if you go through a working capital loan. Have you guys never done working capital in the past then, I'm assuming?
I don't think I have, actually, with the other companies that I worked for, but I think he said that he had, but the payment terms were just ridiculous, I guess, and the interest rate was really high, so he wasn't willing to do anything with a high interest rate, and he needed to know what the payment terms were.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it is an unsecured loan, you know, so it's not going to be dirt cheap. But, you know, this is something that's going to allow you guys to take that business to the next level. And if you can flip it and get it to the point that you guys want, the rate really shouldn't be an issue. If you're looking to double your sales from around 3.5 to 4 million to the 10 million mark, the rate really wouldn't be that much of an issue. The thing that I'm trying to picture is what do you know what time frame? Is this the type of jump he's maybe looking to do in 2017? Is this over the next few years? What kind of timeline did you guys have for it?
Yeah, we're actually starting right now. He's asked me to put ads in for more estimators and oh, goodness, we've just been, this year to next year, of course. Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
As far as the company growing...
It all depends on who's behind you, you know, it's like...
Exactly.
Your team, you know, so...
Mm-hmm. As far as the growth there, was he going to be needing to bring on more equipment as well, or are you guys already fully stocked there on the equipment side?
We don't really... Well, I guess we have a couple of... We're pretty much stocked on the equipment. I mean, he may need a couple more trucks, you know.
Yeah.
He needs another driver, so you know, you never know. I don't really know how and what else we would need at this point. I mean, that would all kind of be contingent upon the growth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
Like we have two hot kettles. I mean, they might need another hot. You know, the kettle, the hot trucks. The
yeah.
The trailer is the one to carry the tar and stuff.
Yeah. I definitely think this is something we might be able to help you out with. And if you're running into these situations where, you know, you get a project unexpected or, you know, equipment breaks down, we're able to get you approved in 24 hours. Once you're approved and in the system, anything comes up, you give us a call with an invoice, or you know you're pre-approved or you're approved on the capital. We get you funded in 24 hours, so you're not sitting around waiting for weeks or months with what you're going to usually see with a typical nationwide bank before they give you an answer. We're able to allow you guys to take advantage of these opportunities that are going to be coming your way, and you guys can see a profit immediately there. And that's the big difference here. If you guys are looking to make these jumps and looking to make them within a short time span, it's definitely something I would at least love to get you guys approved and in the system to see what we can do for you and what's available. And, you know, if it makes sense from the business, we can proceed from there. But I think with the structure and the growth plan that you have, I think we would be able to utilize our programs exactly with what your guys' goal plan is.
Okay, so how exactly does it work? So you get the approval, and then you said something about an invoice?
Yeah, so the invoice would just be for any equipment. So say you got a quote on a truck or whatever the piece of equipment is. You basically just send us the quote.
Yeah,
you just send us the quote of what you got on that piece of equipment, and then we would go from there. But for the capital, the good news is once you're approved, whatever the offer is in programs you get accepted for, it's good for 90 days. So you don't have to take it right then and there. You're going to at least know what you're approved for and kind of what you have in the back pocket. And then once it makes sense for the business, you give us the call, you say you're ready, and we can get you funded in about 24 hours. But it's good kind of knowledge to kind of set your game plan for what you guys are going to have readily available to you, especially with the quick movement you're trying to make.
Okay.
But as far as the approval itself...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, as far as the approval itself, it's just three things that we look at. It would just be a one-page application that I would send to you via email. It's just your most recent tax return, and then it's 6 months of your most recent bank statements. Once that's over, we can usually get you an answer in about 24 hours.
Okay. 6 month bank statements. Okay, and then so you could be qualified for 250, but basically you would, like, if the equipment only costs $25,000,
mm-hmm.
then we would only get $25,000 of the $250,000.
So we have two separate programs. So we have the working capital and we have equipment. So they're completely separate. And on the equipment, it's usually longer terms, much lower rates. It's just kind of your traditional kind of like car loan almost, 2 to 5 years.
Okay.
So what we can try and do is get you approved on both programs, and it'll actually free up more capital for you for the working capital. But basically, once you're approved, you just kind of have to give us a rough estimate of what you were looking for on the equipment. If that was something down the road, we could maybe not even worry about it for now, and we could just focus on the capital side. But if you did have some equipment you were looking at, as long as you have a quote invoice or a rough estimate of what it would cost and like the year model, we could look at what we could get you on the equipment as well.
Okay. So tell me how the capital works then.
As far as...
So you're pre-qualified for... Because I'm kind of confused about it now.
Okay.
So you're pre-qualified for $250,000, whatever the amount is, whatever. So how does that work? I mean, so, yes, you're pre-qualified for it, but do you guys keep it, or do...
It's deposited into your guys' account. You guys use it for however you see fit. So it's basically an unsecured cash loan that you're able to utilize it whenever and however you like. And the payment structures are daily, weekly, and monthly. And it is a fixed payback amount. So you'll actually know exactly what you'll owe and what your payments will be for whatever programs you approve for. Once you are approved, underwriting can walk you through every program you're approved for and the structures on it, early discount payments we do as well. So once we see what you look like on paper and what you're approved for, they break it all down for you from there, and you can kind of proceed from there.
Do you know what the interest rate is?
So we don't do a rate, an interest rate, you know, that's annualized or anything like that. Like I said, we do a fixed payback amount, but since we work with businesses from credit tiers, you know, tier A to tier D, sales all over the place, we don't have a set rate. You know, my goal here is to get you the best approval possible, and that's what I'm going to do. But as far as a specific number, I refuse to throw out a number, and then if I can't deliver on that, you know, all credibility just goes down the drain. But like I said, it's very little paperwork that we do need, and once we get it in, underwriting can give you every detail possible as far as, you know, the payback amount and all the details there.
Okay. All righty.
All right, Natalie. So I will... What's that?
Go ahead. You go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm just going to shoot you another email here with the list of what we would need for the approval, and you can talk that over with Sean and see if it's something he wants to proceed with, and I'll maybe just kind of follow up with you here early, mid next week if I don't hear back from you guys, and just see where things are at.
Okay. That sounds good.
All right, Natalie. It was great talking to you. Hopefully you get better this week.
Cool.
Get a few naps in.
Yes, me too.
And and we'll touch base next week.
Okay, can you hold on for just a second, please, because I want to make sure I'm getting the email.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Because I still don't see anything yet.
Is it at Christian Roofing, Inc., or is it just Christian Roofing?
Christian Roofing.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know why it's not... Does Sean have an email?
Oh.
Christian...
Yeah, well, you can actually just send it to me, so...
Okay, hold on here. Let's see.
Make sure you send. Make sure you're sending it to me.
Natalie, Natalie at christianroofing.com.
And that's Christianroofing, right?
Yes, yes.
Sometimes people leave out.
Here's what I'll do. I'm gonna shoot you. It might be the database.
Do you want me to send you an email?
Let me try this for it'll take half a second. I'm just going to shoot you a blank one, but I'm going to shoot it through you, through the Gmail, and see if it goes through that way. It might just be the, database that we send it through. It might not be sending just because of the attachment on the application, but I just sent you one with the subject Tyler, and it just says Tyler in the email, and see if that works.
Okay.
Because if that's the case, I can just, I'll deliver you the following. See if that's the case. I just sent it, so it should be showing up. Is it popping up there for you?
Let me check my... I'm going to go... into the webmailer instead of Outlook.
Good old technology.
Yep. I'm not getting it yet.
What the hell is going on?
You want to send it to our Google email? Our Gmail?
Yeah, what's the email there for that one?
Let me get that. It's, I never use it, but so I have to pull it down. It's Christian Roofing, Christian Roofing 1999.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Okay, I'm just going to send subject Tyler. The email will be Tyler. Let's just see if this pops up. ChristianRoofing1999@gmail.com. Okay. Just shot that one over. Let's see if this one works.
There it is.
That one worked?
When it came from... Yeah, to the Christian Roofing one. Yep.
Perfect. Okay, so I will put together an email there using that one, and it'll have the list of the offer we sent out. It'll have the list of what we would need for the approval. It'll have all my contact information in there as well, and we can kind of just go from there. That way you guys got some time to look it all over. But I'll get this information going and shoot it over, and we'll touch base here maybe Monday, Tuesday, and kind of see where you guys are at.
Sounds good.
All right, thanks. Natalie, get better. We'll talk soon.
Thanks. Bye. Okay. Bye. Thank you, Tyler. Bye.